Mr. Porter?
Yeah.
Mr. Arnold. Senator Minos is asking who's calling.
Yeah, tell him that it's Mr. Fortas.
All right, thank you. Right.
Hold on a minute, please.
Back up.
Hello, Don Luis? Yeah, I've got it, thank you. Don Luis?
Hey.
My code name now is Arnold. Mr. Arnold. Don Luis, I am heartbroken this morning and we're instituting an investigation. Well, goddamn, have you seen the papers this morning?
Well, you mean the colonel that you killed?
Oh, no. No, you know, I told you all these things last night. Now, the papers say that we've done just the contrary. And it's goddamned, in my opinion, it's subversion and sabotage, if it's true. And we're instituting an investigation.
Is that going to be made public?
I don't know.
Did you change your name because you were ashamed?
Oh, how can you say that to me? I'm not ashamed.
I'm ashamed. I feel this morning ashamed of being an American citizen.
Why?
Because I have complete. I would like to give this message to President Johnson. I have the most complete faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
And the most unshakable belief in his sincerity.
Did what?
But the government of the United States is behaving in such a way that it is dishonoring his name.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He sort of grabbed that with a strong hand.
Now, he did, yesterday. Now, I want to tell you what my overwhelming feeling this morning after I got through telling myself that I could not do what I wanted to do, which was quit.
Yeah.
And that took me about an hour. And a good walk. After I got over that, I talked with him, my overwhelming feeling is one of deep anguish for him. And we are having a meeting here in a very short time, and we are going to get to the bottom of this thing.
Of the world, especially of the whole of the
Americans. Yes, sir, I'll pass it on.
And that my recommendation is that the drastic change that has been made by him, he respected that this guy in Britain stopped at the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way of retrieving those things.
Mm-hmm. Don Luis, do you think I ought to quit?
What, you?
Yeah. Well, it's just, we've been working here day and night and day and night. I haven't done anything, and I haven't had more than 2 or 3 hours sleep a night, and it's, this morning's just about more than I can take.
The whole policy, since you came into the picture, the whole policy directive has changed drastically.
That's true.
From the unfavorable to the favorable.
That's right.
The deeds remain.
That's right. Well, we're getting on to it right away, and inquiries are in order, and I don't know. I've got some ideas, but I'll have to see how they work in the course of the day.
Very good. I think the declaration should be made. Negotiations are going on for constitutional democratic government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while negotiations are going on, we are not going to allow the troops of England to advance.
Yeah.
Nor the other fellow Sweden. But don't put too much emphasis on the equality, because there has been so much inequality up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And do so.
Yeah.
You asked me if you should quit. I think you should be appointed general of those troops.
Yeah. Well, goddammit, I'd rather be there or anywhere than here.
Yeah. I mean, somebody has to lead in the policy. He's got to be in charge. Now, one of the things that our friend Bosch says, and you know, he says some things that don't make too much sense, but he says others that do, is there has been a drastic change of policy. Now, who are negotiating there now? I mean, this, not as a doubter with the honesty of his feelings, but this is the image in the mind of the people. I mean, the very fellows that made the wrong policy are now negotiating for the new policy.
Oh, no. That isn't true. The guy who was Tom Mann has been brought back.
Yeah.
And,
I talked to